Okay. Yeah, yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay, that's good.
To better their lives here, right? And that is our mission. And it drives And so now the question is, well, Pastor Guy, how is this done? How do you do that, right? So part of my job, my main job, is to go and go to delis, go to coffee shops, school gatherings, and I meet people on a weekly, daily basis. I meet as many people as I can. And so, you know, about a year and a half ago, we started Camino de Fe with one family, a family of three. And today we have about 100 people that are connected. Is this working? I can speak up too. I don't need a mic. Yeah.
Go with the mic again.
Okay, we'll try to do that. So we have about 100 people connected to us. They're connected to us. They either come to our Bible studies on Fridays or twice. We have worship twice a month. We also create videos, 5-minute video devotionals for people. And they're also connected through us, through social media and texting. Our main communications to remind people that we have worship, that they need to come, is texting. And so we do that a lot. We use different programs to do that. Now, many people ask me, well, Pastor Dan, why did you? Well, I'm going to start showing the pictures later. If you don't mind, that's okay. Actually, you know, let's do that now. Let's keep going. So, this is one of our gatherings last year, and one of the things that we do is we have a meal after worship. We go to the next one. This is we recently started renting a place in. It's an Episcopal church in town, and they're letting us use their space. This is the church. It's a beautiful church that was built in 2018. So we're the first ones to use that, which is amazing. And we go to the next one. This is the space. It's a small space, enough for us, so that, you know, it's a small crowd that we have, so it looks big when we gather there. And then the next one is, you know, one of the things, like they said, one of the things that we do is provide tools and resources for people. And this is this was a workshop on how to buy a house, and everything was done in Spanish. The next one is another thing that I do is go to different events in the public schools, and I meet people there. And this was in Somerville. The next one, this was another public school event in Bernersville. Again, meeting people as much as I can. The next one. So one of the things that how we started this church is we started meeting in houses. So we started with, you know, we start with a prayer, confession, absolution. Then we do a Bible study. We open the Bible. And then we do prayers after that, and then the blessing. So that's one of the pictures of different houses. This is another house. And again, you know, after worship, we eat. We hang out and chat, and that's how the community is built. Go to the next one. This is another house. I know it seems like we're always eating. Sorry. And we go to the next one. And so we, in the past year and a half, we have about three or four baptisms. This is Sophia and Lucas baptisms, and their parents are there. We did this one at Somerset Hills Lutheran Church. And we go to the next one. Again, another place when we started gathering early on was at our public library, because we didn't have a space to do it. And it was a public space, and the church wasn't, the rent wasn't too crazy. So that's what we did. And then one of the things that we do is we give out Bibles to everyone who comes. We don't charge for that. We just give it to them. We go to the next one. And this is another picture at the Episcopal Church. And we go to the next one. And this is my family. My wife, Jerusha. Sophia is 12. Shelby is 7. And Joshua is 2. They usually come with me. They're here this morning. They'll say hello after. And we go to the next one. This was Easter last year. We do a children's chat also. We try to encourage families to join us with their children, so our worship is loud because their children are part of it, which is great for us. It's nice. And so in order to connect with the children, I do a small children's chat So that's what we do. And then the next one, we also have time to play. We haven't done that in a while. That was about a year or so. And then the next one, this was a selfie with all the different real estate agents and mortgage agents who came to do the workshop in Spanish. And I think those are all the pictures that we do. Yeah, that's our logo. So that's what we do. And so people ask me, "What, Pastor Dan, why start a new church, right? When you know that churches are declining in our district, churches are dying and closing. Are you out of your mind?" And especially because we started this church in Burnsville, which is 5 minutes from Baskin Ridge. And people from Baskin Ridge were asking me, "Well, why don't you bring them here? It will boost our attendance, right?" And so my response is, we follow Jesus' ministry pattern. We go to their neighborhoods, and we start a community gathering there. And so, you know, Jesus left heaven, right? But he did it for a purpose. He came to this world to set the oppressed free, to forgive, to save, and to love sinners and the lost. And that is what Camino de Fe is doing. Sometimes, established church forgot that this is also our call and our way of living. That we're supposed to be out there meeting people and getting them to know Christ. It's not the pastor's job, right? Oftentimes people think that. It is everyone's job to go out and share the good news. In today's message, in the gospel reading, We heard the famous passage, John 3:16. You probably know that from the heart, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. That whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life, right? You see that Bible verse in billboards, spray painted on railroads. You see it, you know, when there's a game, there's someone out there with a sign saying, "God loves the world." You know, and it's good, right? People do it, and it's good because, you know, the point, I guess, is to try to get people to think about God and how much God loves them, right? But, and it's, they want people to encounter Jesus and believe that God sent his Son here to save them. And so, but oftentimes this can be, it is done in public, it is not done in a private and personal way. And so in today's reading, we hear that Jesus has a conversation with Nicodemus. And you know, Nicodemus didn't understand what Jesus was saying in public. You know, Jesus has been preaching for a while, and Nicodemus is hearing these things, but he's not getting it. And so he goes to Jesus and has a private conversation with him. And in this private conversation, Jesus explained about, you know, all the things that he needs to explain and how, you know, we're saved, that we need to be born again, and how the Spirit works in our lives, right? He explains that to Nicodemus in a private conversation. And what we can get from that conversation is that that is exactly what God wants you and wants me to do with our family first, and then with our neighbors and our friends, our co-workers, and our everyone who we meet. He wants us to start having private conversations with them so that they can ask questions. See, he wants us to start cultivating relationships so that people can trust you. So that when hard times and hard things start to happen, then they'll come to you and say, "You know what? I see that you have this peace all the time. I see that you're smiling all the time. I see that you sometimes go somewhere on a Sunday morning. Where did you go?" Right? Whereas they're not going to ask you, you don't have a relationship with them. They're not going to care if you don't care for them first. And that's exactly what Jesus is telling us in this passage. Right? He lets Nicodemus comes at night and have this private conversation so that he can explain grace of God to Nicodemus. And I want to encourage you to think about that, because we live in a fallen world, right? And oftentimes we think that we're privileged as a church, because we know the teachings of Jesus, we know we have been in church all our lives, and you know, why do we need to do this? But Jesus reminds us that this needs to happen. That even us who know the truth, there's still things that we need to learn. In the same way as Nicodemus, right? Nicodemus was a teacher of the law, a teacher of the Jews. He knew his stuff, but he couldn't understand Jesus. And so oftentimes what Jesus is telling us or reminding us is that we never stop learning. There are so many mysteries that we don't understand. But most importantly, we need to have those conversations with people out there. Why? You ask why? Did anybody ask why? Because that's who we are. We have been given the kingdom. We are God's children. And Jesus, before he went to heaven, he said, go and make
disciples of all
nations. Followers of all nations, right? And all nations, right? You don't have to travel anywhere, my friends. No. Right? You can just turn to your neighbor. He could be from South America, Caribbean, you know, Europe. Everybody's here. How easy did God make it for us? Right? I mean, come on. You don't have to spend $800 on the ticket to go overseas. But I want to encourage you to have private conversations. And that is exactly what Camino de Fe is doing. I have private conversations with people all the time. You see, my conversations with people don't happen at church on a Sunday morning. Happens at Starbucks, at a deli, where people ask me about death and life. Where people ask me why God is not listening to them. Right? Where people ask me why they continue to stay in those bad habits. Why can't they just change? Right? Those are the private conversations that God wants us to have so that they can hear good news. See, the good news are spread in private conversations. Every private conversation I have is an opportunity for me to say, you know what? Jesus loves you. He died for you on the cross. Because if I do it in public, sometimes it's just not personal. But when you do it in private, you speak to that person directly and you say, you know what? Jesus died for you. Bill, Robert, Mary, Juan, Manuel. And they understand the gospel, but we need to cultivate relationships with people so that they can trust you. You know, the church, established church, as an establishment, we have a bad reputation with people out there. Right? And it's time that we start those conversations with them. And let me tell you, those conversations are not easy. Those conversations happen at night, they're not easy. But guess what? The Holy Spirit is with you. He promised to be with you all the days of your life. Not only that, he promised that he will remind you of the things that you learned. And he also said that if you don't pray, or if you don't have the desire to pray, he's going to pray for you. So there you go. So I want to encourage you today to have private conversations with family first, with your children, your parents, your neighbors, your friends, co-workers, and then the world. So they can trust you. And that would be an opportunity to share with you. Camino de Fe, Faith Journey, we started about 2 years ago. And we cannot do this work by ourselves. We need the help and support of churches like you and individuals like you. And I know you were not ready for this, so There's a lot of emotions involved, especially when it's a smaller crowd and people don't come. They're like, what did I do wrong? You know, and so pray for me that that gives us encouragement as we continue to do the work that we're doing. Pray for my family because they're very supportive of me. They come with me to the different gatherings. Actually, this church is our church, right? Somerset Hills used to be our church. We used to go there every Sunday morning at 9:30, and we stopped doing that, and we didn't have worship at Camino because we couldn't do that all of a sudden. We needed to start with the relationships, and we started meeting at homes on Wednesdays and then Fridays, and now we finally have worship twice a month. And so for us, this is also our worship. This is our church, and so pray for us. The second thing is that if you happen to know someone that speaks Spanish, let me know. Give me their name and info. We're open to what God is doing. The idea or the vision that we have is that God is going to open pockets of communities in different areas, and the Latino population is growing, and so the LCMS as a ministry, we haven't done anything for the Latino community in years, and so this is something that we're passionate about, and hopefully God will continue to bless it. So if you happen to know someone, let us know. And the third one is a financial support. Put us as a mission here at your church. Support us as a church, but also support us individually. Now, I know you are not ready for this, so I have envelopes that you can take home. You can pray about it. I have information that I can give you. If you want to know more about who we are and what we do, and if you ever would like to visit us, we worship every first and third Sunday of the month at 5 o'clock. Now, it's not 9:30. Why? Because a lot of people work. Some people work two jobs. And Sunday is the only day that they can do their laundry, that they can sleep in, that they can play with their kids. And so 5 o'clock works for us. People come. And we started our worship in Rankin, and one family said, you know, Pastor, Sunday morning is not really good. So 5 o'clock will be great for us. And we're like, that's what we do. And so, you know, we need to find ways as church to meet the people out there. Right? We can't just expect them to come to us anymore. We need to follow Jesus' ministry pattern. And so help us financially if you want, if you can. Pray about it. I'll give you an envelope at the end of the service. And so I leave you with this. Have those private conversations with people. Get to know them. Build relationships. They'll come to trust you so that when the time comes, they'll ask you about Jesus. Thank you. In his name, amen. And now we continue with our tithes and offerings.